I am Chris LeBeau, current board chair of Amigos Library Services. It has been my privilege to serve on the Amigos Board of Directors for the past 3 years. During this time, Amigos has had both successes and challenges. One of our biggest wins was attracting our talented CEO, Miguel Figueroa. Miguel is former director of the Center for the Future of Libraries at the American Library Association. Miguel brings us experience in visioning the future, in diversity and outreach, in publishing, and in member programming. He has spent the past 8 months familiarizing himself with the organization and studying the library consortium landscape. In his meetings with library leadership, he has gathered valuable information that will lay out a path forward for Amigos. One of our biggest challenges has been the coronavirus. If I may adapt an expression from von Metternich, when libraries sneeze, Amigos catches a cold. We are dependent on the membership to help sustain this member-driven consortium. The immediate future that libraries face is one of change and uncertainty complicated by strained budgets. We know our members have had to respond quickly to this COVID environment. In turn, Amigos has also had to respond quickly to its members' needs. Amigos continues to work on some of the same challenges it had when I first came to the board, but with new leadership, we are better prepared to address those challenges and to address new ways to serve our members' libraries. Our CEO has held a number of listening sessions with deans and directors, with state libraries, and with other consortia. The board is anxious to work with him to synthesize this feedback and to envision more ways Amigos can serve its members. Amigos has the potential to expand and strengthen networking opportunities for its members, affording library directors and staff with channels for conferring and problem solving. These collaborations will hopefully result in meaningful relationships, which will strengthen the Amigos network. My lifelong work in public and academic libraries and in educating librarians for the future give me insights into the field and the necessary background to serve on the Amigos board. I look forward to continuing my work with this great library consortium.